All right, welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Thank you for being here. We will open any public comments that are not pertaining to an agenda item, if there are any. And if not, we will move to item number 3, consideration of a preliminary plat for Silver Sky Lofts, 215 East Odell Lane, and Ben Olson as the applicant. And is this Mr. Olson with us? Thank you for being here.
Okay, so you'll remember this from last year when we did the general development plan. So this is located over on Highway 89, and the phase 2 comes out onto Odell Lane. So we've done a general development plan and the preliminary part of the rezone. What's highlighted here is the part that was phase 1, and then the unhighlighted part is the additional phase 2 units. And so this phase 1 was approximately 1 acre, and then this added another 3/4 acre for a total of 1.75 acres. And they are adding another 10 units, so there's 23 total units here. There are 4 units that don't have parking in the driveway, but every other driveway has parking for 2 cars and 2 cars in each garage, and then 7 guest parking spaces with the little common area, if you'll remember, there near that guest parking. This is the preliminary plat. So we have reviewed the preliminary plat and all the construction drawings. There were only a couple of red lines left from the engineer, and she had questions on how they dealt with a couple of things, like specifically what they were doing with the irrigation line that went through there, if it was still staying in that location. So once she gets those answered, then she'll be able to sign the plat. So they really have fixed everything, but we're recommending approval with just the condition that those minor red lines be corrected. Just to let you know what was in the packet, you probably noticed that there were 3 sheets, and the last sheet in the packet had the signature blocks. The units itself, when they were built, I think, was it a half foot more narrow than?
Yeah. 6 inches.
They were built 6 inches smaller than they were shown on the plat, so they needed to fix all those. So it has all the signatures of the units that have already been sold, so they'll all sign the Mylar along with the developer. So that's why we're doing this as an amended plat, so that we can fix those units and make them on the property lines that they were built, as well as adding the new units. So there'll only be one phase. There won't be a phase 1 and phase 2, even though we've been thinking of them in 2 phases. The next step after this, if the Planning Commission approves the preliminary plat tonight, the next step will be to go to City Council. City Council does not review the preliminary plat under a new subdivision ordinance, but they do need to finalize the development agreement amendment, because we had a development agreement the first half. And so we'll just be amending that to include these new units, and that finalizes the zone change, and then they can move forward with printing the final plat and applying for that, and that's handled administratively. So unless you have any questions, the staff is recommending approval of the preliminary plat for Silver Sky LLC PUD amended to include the phase 2 lots.
Thank you, Sherry. Any questions for Sherry or the applicant?
Commissioner Marsh, just 2 questions. One, what was the existing zoning, just out of curiosity, and what is it going to?
And then it was R17 and it's going to, or no, it's RM7 and it was going to a P district.
Okay. And then I'm just out of curiosity, how many of the first phase are already built, or are they all built?
There are 5 that are completed and 5 under construction right now.
Okay.
I don't know how far you are along in that.
And I take it the partial one on the south is not, because that was like 3 of were on the phase 1, 1 was on phase 2.
Yeah, no, all of the ones that are being built right now are in phase 1.
Right, it's just on the south side there was 3 that were in phase 1, 1 that
yes,
was in phase 2.
Yes, on the south side of the road. Yeah, so they're at just, they hadn't built that 3 units yet.
That's
so
what I figured.
When they build that, they'll
I just, it was interesting to sort of see that dichotomy of
yep.
3 and 1, 1 in the other. Was there any?
Because we didn't know for sure if phase 2 was going to happen, and so we had a different hammerhead turnaround there, and there were only 3 units. And so when phase 2 was added, there was the ability to do some reconfiguration to put that little common area open space in a more suitable location that's more usable. And so we took out the hammerhead turn, put in the guest parking, and it just made more sense to do that building as a fourplex instead of a threeplex.
So do we not require like full 70-foot hammerheads like Salt Lake does?
We did, but this now has a through street. So it goes from Highway 89 to Odell Lane.
Oh, okay.
So we had a hammerhead on phase one, but because they added phase two, the road just goes through and we didn't need the hammerhead anymore.
Makes sense.
Which gave the opportunity for more guest parking and a little better location for the common area.
Very nice.
Any other questions or discussion? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission approve the requested preliminary plat with the following conditions: correction of any outstanding engineering red lines on the construction drawings.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And it passes. Great. Thank you for being here, and we wish you the best, and it looks great. The changes to that look great with the road. All right, agenda item number 4, report on City Council action items.
So we've had 2 City Council meetings since your last Planning Commission meeting. The plat amendment for the lot on 1030 Park South Park Road Drive, that was approved. That was adding the property that they acquired from the Tunnel Springs Park area. And then on April 1st, we got our ordinance changed for all the conditional use permits and the special use standards. Yay. It's been sent over to the codifiers, so and we, like I said, I was telling you earlier, we were able to utilize that ordinance just today in a business that was not appropriately requesting a location that we wanted. So we're very glad to have that, and glad to have that over the finish line. And the City Council did express their thanks to the Planning Commission's hard work on that. And they appreciated that you guys worked really hard on that for so many months. So
congratulations to you, Sherry, you and Mackenzie, yeah. And fantastic work. I am curious, was there any points of contention?
What was the one thing that I can't, why am I?
They got hung up on drive-thrus.
Oh yeah, the drive-thrus. Just, they were like, should that be a separate category of its own instead of listed with all the other restaurants? And then I just had to explain to them that in the special use standards for a restaurant with the drive-thru, there were standards for drive-thrus, so it wouldn't apply to all restaurants. And they would, I was like, do you want them to be permitted in some zones and not permitted in other zones the way that regular restaurants are? And they thought about it and they said, no, actually, it's fine. Now that I see it's restaurants, comma, and then the 3 different kinds of restaurants, they were fine with it and passed it that way.
And Councilmember Knowlton asked for residential uses to be specified in the code.
Yeah, in the code before it was adopted, the land use table had a section for residential uses that said residential uses in these commercial zones would require a rezone to a P district. And so I just left that and put that language back in that he requested, so that it was very specific that commercial zones do not allow single family homes.
But that if you wanted to, you could rezone it.
Yeah,
to a P,
you could ask for a rezone, yes.
Build a condo.
So if somebody wanted to do, you know, apartment complex, they would need to get a zone change to a P district. And that was kind of a holdover, that language, from when we had in the CS zone, it allowed multifamily in the CS zone without any restriction to density or number of units or any standards. And so we had changed it after the Winnie, phase one of the Winnie, so that it had that language that if you were in the CS zone, basically it was you had to get a rezone to a P district. So.
Out of curiosity, were the votes unanimous on both of these?
Yes. Councilwoman Jackson was absent that night, but it was unanimous.
On which night? Which night?
On August 1st, oh. April 1st.
Gotcha.
I'm predicting into the future.
All right. Thank you. And yes, congratulations on all the work getting that over the finish line to everybody and the push and... I hope that felt amazing.
It does feel amazing.
It feels like
I'm
a
so
career
happy
high. One of them, you know.
So happy to have it across the finish line.
A, that was a big bite.
So I'll be glad when it's online correctly.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
I just will be happy when it's when the codifiers are done with it and get it online for us.
So does this now mean that conditional use permits could be applied for and approved?
Yeah, yeah, or regular permitted uses, because most of the uses went to permitted uses. So,
but that the original action that sort of spurred this,
yes,
that was freezing conditional use permits, and now we can receive conditional use permits.
Yes, but luckily in the meantime, we've changed most of the conditional uses to permitted uses and put standards in, so you still won't probably have to see any, or very many anyway. You will have one on your next agenda, and it's going to be
two.
They're one of them is a modification to an existing conditional use permit at the Lifeline property. And
the other one is allowing someone who owns two lots next to each other to have a private recreational facility that does not allow any commercial anything. He just wants an indoor tennis court on the lot next to him that he also owns and uses for landscaping.
And it's listed as a conditional use in the residential zones.
So we can't tell him no, but we can put on very specific conditions that the DRC has tasked me with writing about how it will never be used for commercial. And I don't know, there was a handful of them. So you will anticipate that next meeting.
Yeah. That was an interesting use when we started looking at that table and going, oh, well, that's a freestanding use then. It can be done by conditional use permits. So. We were first thinking they would have to do a plat amendment to combine the lots, but they don't have to, so.
All right, thank you. And then the approval of the minutes from March 11th. Any adjustments to the minutes?
Mackenzie's aware of one typographical correction on line 126, just a minor one. And again, I hate to be the one that sometimes brings that up because I'm always impressed at how accurate and great they are, so.
Thank you. And then a motion for the minutes.
And credit to Dee, because Dee noticed it too. Thanks, Ron. Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes as drafted with a typographical correction on line 126 for the March 11th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting.
Thank you. And a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And they are approved, and we are adjourned.
Where are we at? 44, you were right. Under. We did it, though.
I mean, I could have been a little more long-winded.
Was the record?